The code. The second secret. Win every day. Since the outside world will never stop trying to control your mind, you can't settle for winning the inner battle once. You have to keep winning every day. Within this secret, you'll learn just one lesson, but it's the key to living out your code. Be a true leader. Be a true leader. Once you choose your code, how do you think people will react? Will they leap to their feet and give you a standing ovation? Will your teachers snap their fingers and grant you A's? Will your classmates shower you with acceptance? Maybe on Sesame Street, but not in the real world. In real life, you'll battle challenges and distractions. You might get sick, get cut from an activity, or face harassing classmates. Or you might fall victim to the most common trap. You might simply forget your code and get swept away by life's currents. Fortunately, you'll encounter some folks who'll help you live out your code, but you'll also have to watch out for spirit crushers who'll try to bring you down. Spirit builders and spirit crushers. In high school, my friend Naomi had amazing beliefs. She was intelligent, sweet, funny, and fun to be around. But her mom, who should have been her closest ally, was actually her biggest enemy. Instead of helping Naomi succeed, her mom abused her constantly, not by hitting her, but by calling her horrible names. For a while, Naomi couldn't handle her mom's abuse. Naomi would spend weekends alone in her room, crying for hours on end. But eventually, she made a turnaround. How? By turning to her spirit builders, people who supported her and built up her confidence. Alone, Naomi had trouble overcoming her mom's negativity. But with an army of friends and teachers supporting and complimenting her, Naomi found it easier to stay positive about her code. Think about your own life. Who are the spirit builders? Who are the spirit crushers? Are you a spirit builder for your friends and family? The power of three. Ramek had spent time in jail for attempted murder, Sam for armed robbery. They were back in high school, but their futures looked bleak. Then their friend George told them about a speaker who had visited his science class. The speaker had shown George's class how any of them could attend college. After thinking it over carefully, the three teenagers made a pact. They would work hard and earn admission to Seton Hall University, graduate, and go on to medical school. All three came from single-parent homes and grew up in a violent neighborhood. There were many reasons why they shouldn't have made it. But they did make it. For 6 years, they helped each other study, stayed clear of trouble, and had fun together, too. They got scholarships to Seton Hall, attended medical school, and now all three are doctors. Their story illustrates the truth of the ancient proverb. One strand of fabric snaps under pressure, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken. If you want to make your code a reality, find some folks whom you trust, whether they're adults or other teenagers, and share your code with them. Ask them to help you live out your code each day. And of course, ask whether they want help living out their code. The Lord of the Rings. If you choose the right friends, they'll help you reach your inner and outer goals. But your friends won't be able to do everything for you. At some point, you need to step up and strengthen yourself. An example of this comes from my favorite book and movie trilogy, The Lord of the Rings. In the beginning of the books, one of the main characters, Aragorn, keeps to himself. He has tremendous power inside himself, but he doesn't even know it. When the evil armies of Mordor threaten his people, though, Aragorn realizes that he must act and must find others to help him. He makes friends who support him against Mordor. But as Aragorn moves to confront Mordor, he finds that his army of supporters isn't enough. He needs a powerful weapon of his own, the ancient sword of his ancestors, who once defeated their dark foes. In many ways, you're like Aragorn. You can assemble a powerful army of friends, family, teachers, and coaches who will help you overcome life's spirit crushers. You can turn to that army in times of trouble. But if you want to reach your full potential, you can't rely just on your spirit builders. You'll need to turn inward and find your own special weapon, something that will give you extra strength as you defend your code. Journal power. What's your secret weapon? It's something I discovered when I was 14. One day after school, I got a blank notebook and turned it into my journal. In the front, I wrote what attitudes and beliefs I wanted to live out. I also chose my outer goals, like you did in your code. Each day, I wrote in my journal for a few minutes. Sometimes I wrote silly stuff, such as, "Dang, Sarah looked good today in gym class." After the silly stuff, though, I always took a few minutes to check on my attitude and goals. What direction am I flowing in as a person? How are my beliefs doing? Did I move toward my goals today? Sometimes I didn't like the answers. Sometimes I realized that I had let others control my level of confidence, or that I had been lazy during basketball practice, or mean to my family. Whenever that happened, I didn't get mad at myself. I just told myself that the next day I would try to be more confident, or work extra hard in practice, or be extra nice to my family. Because I was taking time every day to lead myself, the rest of the world couldn't easily control me. I guided myself towards stronger beliefs and slowly felt my confidence grow. My classmates noticed, and little by little, they showed me more respect. More important, I was becoming the person I wanted to be. Before long, guess who was asking about Maui? That's right, Sarah. Be a true leader. When most people talk about leaders, they refer to people who have big titles, like the student council president or the captain of a team. But true leadership isn't about being president or captain. True leadership is about taking a few minutes each day to lead yourself toward your inner and outer goals. It's about reflecting on your life and making sure that you're headed in the right direction. A personal journal is a great leadership tool because it helps you reflect on your life. It helps you win your inner battle, not just once, but every day. That's why all the advice I give you in this book, this is the one piece I most hope you'll follow. Get a journal. At the front, write what matters most, your code. Then each day, look at your code. Write for 5 minutes about your day and reflect on whether you made progress on your inner and outer goals. If you can't journal every day, try doing it once a week. You'll be amazed by the new power you feel. Your turn. Be a true leader. Number one, make a drawing of yourself 1 year from now. Include how you're dressed, how you walk, who your friends are. Draw an army of spirit builders. If you know who you want in your army, give them names. Number two, what's on your wall? You can give your heart encouragement by surrounding yourself with inspiring quotes, posters, and images. If you walked into my apartment right now, you'd see plenty of inspiration. My brother Tewolde's card from his cleaning business, a framed quote from Nelson Mandela, letters students wrote me after I spoke at their school, a basketball player slam dunking. Every time I see these quotes or images, I remember something about who I am, how I want to act, or what I believe in. I remind myself of all I want to accomplish. What's on your wall? Are you surrounding yourself with greatness? I challenge you to put up at least 3 inspiring images, quotes, or posters in your room or your locker. Number 3. Besides journaling, what are some other things that you could do to help yourself reflect on how you're living? There's a different answer for everyone. Some people like talking to good friends or family. Some like running and letting their mind wander. Some like drawing. See if you can figure out what will help you reflect on your progress.